The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We'll go straight to questions.
Open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow on 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Coach, with this being your second year in the rivalry game with Wisconsin, what sort of things have you done or plan on doing of educating and kind of hyping up this game and the importance of it, especially with the new guys that haven't been in it before?
Yeah, we spend Wednesday doing that. So tomorrow in our team meeting, we'll talk about the rivalry, talk about what it means, the history of it, and how important this game really is. And they already know because the older guys tell them. But I think it's really important to be able to reiterate the importance of the rivalry every single year, educate them on the importance of the rivalry every single year, and really where it originated from. And I think all rivalries are that way because you have new people in there. You can't assume just know everything about it. I want our players to be very educated about the rivalry, our past, and where we're headed.
Sure. I know that in the new building, I don't know exactly where you guys have plans for putting rivalry trophies. Do you have a spot? And maybe that's a little cart before the horse, obviously, but where would you think you'd...
No, we have plenty of spots. We just haven't been able to put them up yet, and that's the plan as we continue to move forward. We do have spots, yes.
Okay, great.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Randy Johnson, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hi, BJ. Along with Paul Bienzak situation, you could gain bowl eligibility with a win. You talk to your team about that, too, and how important that might be?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talked to them today about this one-game playoff. You know, you win, you're in. You lose, you're out. And they have to understand and be able to build that as we continue to go forward. For us to be in championship contention, you've got to play in games like this. We've talked about different championship games that we've simulated for them this week, given them that type of mentality. And we haven't been ready to execute in those championship-type game atmospheres that we've created for them in terms of the preparation. And this is an opportunity to be in a one-game playoff. And that's what we've sold to them. That's what we've talked to them about. It's a one-game playoff. Win, you're in, and you get to extend, plus you get the axe. You lose, you're out. And so it's got to be our best game. We've got to learn from all 11 games we've played, put it all together, and play our best game of the year.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Yep, thank you.